This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, January 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Bills hit a bump with fiscal hurdle. Digester bill up for vote today, and Stabenow informs colleagues of farm program priorities. Fiscal bills up for a key vote. Appropriation committees will vote today on the remaining bills left over from last year that would come at a cost for the state to implement. Matthew Allen of Western Growers will be watching the votes closely. He explained to AgriPulse last week that the committees, quote, used to be the place to have very complex or unnecessary bills go and get held. Yet in recent years, most measures have survived the fiscal gatekeepers. These optics, however, may not mesh well a week after the governor announced sweeping budget cuts. Lawmakers reconsider a cap on digester credits. Senate appropriations will decide today on a measure to remove guarantees and cap credits for dairy digesters from the low-carbon fuel standard. Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica faced a strong opposition last year after filing SB 709. A dairy coalition has been in discussions with him on the bill. Look, it's a big deal. There's been investments made, California Farm Bureau's Chris Reardon told AgriPulse. It's good for the air, it's good for the dairies, and it's good for folks who are concerned about this, who live in these areas. He noted that the Air Resources Board has recognized the benefits of digesters and plans to continue supporting them in its LCFS rulemaking. Allen is considering amendments to the bill, but Reardon said the potential changes would not go far enough to ease opposition. On that note, ag employers will be eyeing assembly appropriations for a vote on SB 399. The measure would ban managers from explaining to workers their opposition to unions. California Farm Bureau and other trade groups argued that it would violate free speech rights. The bill made Cal Chambers' job killer list last year. Stabenow lays out farm program priorities. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow has laid out her priorities for farm program reforms in a new letter to Senate colleagues. In the letter, she indicates she's willing to boost the escalator provision for price loss coverage reference prices and also calls for improving marketing loans. But there's not a lot of detail in terms of proposals. But she uses the word bipartisan several times. It's not clear the letter would move the ball forward that much. Stabenow continues to draw the line at cutting the nutrition title or taking money from conservation programs to shore up commodity programs or expand crop insurance. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bayer cutting employees to improve performance. Bayer says it's making significant staff cuts in an effort to boost its operational performance. The company, which recently said it was considering a restructuring of its three divisions, is currently in a difficult situation for various reasons, says Heiken Prince, a member of the board of management, quoted in a release. Far-reaching measures are necessary. Job cuts, which will hit managerial ranks hardest, are to be implemented swiftly over the coming months and completed by the end of 2025 at the latest, the company said. A union leader at the company was quoted in the announcement as saying that given Bayer's strained economic situation, the reductions are necessary. We are vigorously campaigning for the continued existence of the Bayer Group with all three divisions, says Heiken Hausfeld, chairwoman of the Central Works Council of Bayer Ag. Some state and local officials oppose labeling bill. Some 143 mayors, state legislators, and local officials are urging the House and Senate Agriculture Committees to reject the Agricultural Labeling Uniformity Act, a bill that would bar states from imposing their own labeling requirements on pesticides. The Supreme Court has ruled that democratically elected local governments hold the power to address the specific needs of their communities. State and local governments are often best positioned to respond quickly to emerging risk within our communities, and proposals to weaken our ability to respond could have a significant impact on public safety, the state and local officials write in a letter to the Ag committees. The Environmental Working Group, a vocal critic of the bill, helped to organize the letter. USDA defends timeline on DMC enrollment. USDA is pushing back against demands from lawmakers that it start a new sign-up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. A USDA spokesman says in a statement to AgriPulse that the Farm Service Agency is, quote, working as quickly as possible to implement changes to the program required by the extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. USDA is well aware of the importance of the Dairy Margin Coverage Program to American dairy farmers, as these lawmakers know full well when Congress passed a 2018 Farm Bill extension, they made regulatory changes to the Dairy Margin Coverage Program that require FSA to take additional steps to implement before we can open this year's program for producers, the statement says. Key legal doctrine on thin ice at SCOTUS. The Supreme Court appeared open yesterday to the idea of dumping, or at least trimming, the scope of a 40-year-old legal doctrine that says judges should defer to reasonable agency interpretations of statutes in cases where Congress has not been clear enough. The court has in recent years moved away from reliance on its 1984 Chevron decision and ruling against agency regulations. For example, it used the major questions doctrine to rule against EPA in 2022, that on the issue of energy generation. Nevertheless, Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger told the justices yesterday that thousands of decisions relying on Chevron to uphold agency action would be open to challenge. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. I'm feeling if we fiddle too much here, we're going to fail as a commission. That Daniel Curtin, who serves on the California Water Commission. During an update on Prop 1 money for water projects, Curtin was worried the commission may spend yet more time reviewing environmental benefits for the 7 projects. He noted that the agency decided on the allocation 6 years ago, but each of the projects has yet to break ground. Curtin was also getting heartburn over an expansion projects for the Paquio Reservoir. He was concerned it could fail to meet key deadlines and drop out of contention as Temperance Flat did in 2020. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, January 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.